It's always a joy to come to the table of the Lord and to celebrate as we remember, as we call to mind, as we are reminded through these elements, which are but symbols, but the substance is Christ. And at this table, the instruction is we are to do it in remembrance of Him. These elements of the wine and the broken bread, are to draw our attention to Jesus Christ. And what He has done for us. I say it is a joy, and make no mistake about it, joy comes with understanding. Happiness is a temporary state. It comes and goes. It's like valleys of weeping. They're temporary states. When understanding is given to the activity of coming to this table of the Lord, and we do it with understanding, to use a word out of the King James, with discernment. It says, God let temporary krema, judgment, temporary, come upon those who do not discern, who do not understand what is meant at this table. In high churches today, they would somehow give miraculous transformation to these simple elements of wine and bread at the table. Wherein then the focus is drawn to the elements rather than through the elements, a focus on Jesus. For there is no miracle transformation that takes place at this communion table of these elements. But the miracle that is being recognized at this table, through this cup, is that through the life represented by the cup, through the life of Jesus, we have new life with God. Life in Christ. A life without spot or blemish. Seventy-seven times the phrase in Christ or in Him is used in the New Testament. And as Christians with understanding, as we look through this cup to Jesus, who gave His life to redeem us, to pay the price with His life for the sins of the whole world, we who understand what Christ has done, of whom it is proclaimed by Himself He purged our sins. The second chapter of Ephesians says, we who were dead in trespasses and sins, God has quickened, that is, given new life to. And at this table, through this cup, looking unto Jesus, we do give thanksgiving to God for the new life we have in Christ. Which is like His, a perfect life. Do we see it? Not as long as we're in this fleshly body, but God's Word proclaims it, and we, through this wonderful activity of faith God has provided to us, we take this cup, remembering Christ and the new life He has provided. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Our hope is in the promise of God. It is the evidence of things not seen. But God's word proclaims, in Christ Jesus, we have new life. And therefore, with joy, because of understanding, we lift this cup with thanksgiving for God's unmerited favor to us in Christ Jesus. Take the cup. There's two elements at this table. This broken bread. Jesus said, represents his body that was given for us. If sin were the only thing that God dealt with, in Christ, the blood would be all. The blood would be sufficient. But God, in his loving kindness, adds more to our understanding, because Isaiah proclaims that with his stripes we were healed. Now, God took care of the spiritual healing in the blood. That those passages in the Old Testament, speaking of the Passover and the deliverance of the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, which was a type of sin, and that which, when Christ presented these elements, he was celebrating the remembrance of that Passover and gave full substance to that type and shadow represented in the Old Testament by that deliverance. It says of the children that they took the blood of the lamb and sprinkled it upon the lintels and doorposts. But it also says they ate the roasted lamb for strength. And depending on the math, anywhere between 2 1/4 and 3.5 million people came out of Egypt by the hand of God. And Psalm 105 says, of all those people who had been at least a full generation in slavery, in poverty, living in squalor, where sickness and disease, because of those conditions, had to be rampant, Psalm 105, 37th verse claims, when they came out, there was not a feeble one in their midst. For the Lord had healed them all. And Isaiah declares, and Peter gives witness to, that not only did the Lord lay on Jesus, not only did Jesus take upon himself all our sins and iniquities, but he also took all our sicknesses, diseases, and infirmities. The result of which blessed man, that is, those privileged recipients of God's favor, and part of that favor is understanding of what God has done in the remembrance of Christ here at this table, do proclaim that with his stripes we were healed. Take it with me. With joy and because of understanding, and say amen, that is, no doubt that with his stripes we were healed. In Jesus.